Good morning, church. I just want to echo what a great day to gather together. What a privilege and a blessing it is to gather together as a church family to celebrate baptism this morning. If you're new with us, I just want to say welcome to you. My name's Mike. I'm one of the pastors here at Rock Prairie. We're so glad that you are able to worship with us this morning and celebrate. So last week, if you were here, many of you were, we got to celebrate a miracle that God did among us. And this morning, just talking to the people getting baptized before the service, we are celebrating 12 more miracles that are no less miraculous as we celebrate 12 people who have given their life to Jesus and now are being obedient in the waters of baptism. So we're going to talk about that in a second, but first of all, I want to just give a little heads up on where we're going the next couple weeks. So last week, as Jonathan was sharing and we were celebrating together, I felt convicted that we need to take a break from the book of Acts. And what we're going to do is we are going to take a few weeks, starting next week, to talk about prayer. We've been talking about, we've been asking people to pray. We've been going before the Lord in prayer, and we've been celebrating answered prayer. And I think we need to spend some time talking about what exactly is happening when we pray. Why does God want us to pray? If God is sovereign, which means he's in control of all things, then what does our prayer have to do with anything? And like we celebrated Bryce being healed, we prayed for that. Like, were we trying to convince God to heal Bryce? You know what I mean? God, please, please, please. And does he finally just relent and say, okay, fine. Like, what is, have you ever wondered that? What's happening in prayer? And then not only that, but I know there are several of you that have been here and were here last week, and you're going through difficult issues and maybe health concerned or other issues, and you've been praying, and you haven't seen the answered prayer. And so maybe you wonder, like, am I not praying right? Am I doing something wrong? Am I being punished? Like, what's going on? And I believe that God's word has the answers to all of those questions. And so we're going to take some time. We're going to dig into that starting next week. I'm really excited. If you're visiting us this morning and you don't have a church home, we would love for you to join us next week as we start that series on prayer. And then we'll go right into our Christmas Advent series and Book of Acts back up starting in the new year. That's where we're heading. But like I said, this morning we're celebrating what God has done in 12 people's hearts in the waters of baptism. Baptism is an outward sign of an inward transformation. In other words, what we're doing in baptism is we are being obedient to what God calls us to do, what Jesus commanded us to do once we have our hearts transformed by him and once we start following him. And so it's a symbol of what God has already done in their hearts. We believe that our hearts are dead because of sin. Dead. That's what the Bible says. And so when someone starts following Jesus, it's not just like a decision that you make to start doing better, a resolve in your heart that I'm going to do better in life or try harder. What it is it is a full surrender. And when you start following Jesus, what you're saying is, all of my best efforts are not going to save me. I cannot be reconciled to God by my own effort. What I need is Jesus to do it for me. And so when we go to the cross, we bring our sin and our shame and our burden. And when we have faith to lay it before the cross and say, the sacrifice that Jesus made is enough for my sin and my shame, we believe that we are fully forgiven and freed from that sin and that shame. And so that has already happened in the people's hearts that are being baptized this morning. And so the Bible says once you believe, your next step of obedience is to be baptized. And so each one of the 12 people being baptized this morning has met with a pastor and shared their story of salvation, and we believe that each one of them is genuine, demonstrating genuine repentance and trust in Jesus. And so what they're going to do, and they're all real nervous, so make sure you are very supportive for them, big smiles on your faces. They're going to come into the tank, and they're going to share a little bit about what Jesus has done and how Jesus has changed their life. And then they'll be baptized as a public display of that. So just like we cheered last week and just like Mike had us cheering this morning, every time somebody comes up out of that water, I want to hear us cheering loud, not just for what they have done, but for more importantly for what God has done in their hearts. Amen? Can we do that? All right. Well, at Rock Prairie, one unique thing when we do baptism, we like to invite friends and family to come down close. And so when you see your person's name on the screen, you can just come and you can kind of stand on the steps here or down right there in front of the stage if you want to get a closer view. And we are going to start, actually, with Bryce Partlow. So I'm going to invite his friends and family to come down. And as they're coming, I'm going to pray, and then we'll get this party started. Sound good? All right, let's pray. Please bow your heads with me. Heavenly Father, God, you are a God who works miracles. Sometimes they're miracles we can see with our eyes. Sometimes they're miracles that we can't see, but we know it's a transformed heart. And so, Lord, we thank you and praise you for revealing yourself to these 12 people this morning and for their obedience now in the waters of baptism. I pray for them that you would calm any nerves that they have, Lord, and they would just give you all the glory for what you have done, Lord. And if there's anyone in here this morning who's following you and has not yet been baptized, I pray that this morning is what spurs them on to say, I need to be baptized in obedience to Christ. God, we love you so much. You are so much better to us than we could ever deserve. And that is your grace. It's not earned. It's not by works we've done, but because we're in Jesus Christ, in him alone. And so he deserves the glory. So may we praise him this morning. It's in his awesome and mighty name we pray. Amen. All right. We're going to see. Oh, you got that? Okay. Very good.
Well, yes, absolutely. Good morning, everybody. And as many of you may know, this is Bryce Partlow. Bryce has been a privilege to watch over the last few years as he has grown in his faith through trial, through strengths, through weakness, through all of these different things. And so it's really cool for me to get to see him take this next step of obedience. So we're gonna ask you a couple questions, okay? Question one, are you ready?
Yep.
You're not even looking up, I know. It's okay. Why do you need a savior?
Because I am a sinner and I can't do it without him.
Absolutely. So, well, describe when you asked Jesus to forgive you.
After church one day, I sat in the car with my mom and told her that I knew I needed Jesus and I wanted to give my life to him. Then I prayed that God would forgive me and fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Well, what's different about your life now that you follow Jesus?
There's less worry, and I have a different and better hope for myself that Jesus gives.
And what is your favorite Bible verse? Why?
John 14:27. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. I love this verse because through doubt and worry, God is with us. I see that a lot in the Bible. It's very comforting.
All right. Well, I've got two more questions to ask you just to cap it off. Is that okay?
Yep.
Should be pretty easy answers. You sure? Well, do you repent of your sin and acknowledge your need for a Savior?
Yes.
Have you put your faith in Jesus and in him alone to make you as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
By your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
All right. Mandy and Yusuf and their family have been coming to Rock Prairie for a little over a year now. And when Mandy first walked in, by the providence of the Lord, we met really quickly, and she came to a mom's night. And in that circle that night, we just were sharing, you know, what was on our heart and how the Lord was moving. We prayed for each other. We shared some scripture with each other, and it was just a great night of encouragement. And after that night, Mandy looked at me, and she said, I've never been in a situation like that before. I've never heard people talking like that. You know, she didn't have a Bible, but like, wow, what the Lord has done in a year. He has brought Mandy completely out of darkness and into his light. And it has just been such a joy to watch and to be a part of. And so let's get to it. Describe what your life was like apart from Christ.
My life always felt empty and lonely in a way, like something was missing and I was searching on my own apart from him to fill that void. Like Ephesians 2 says, I was spiritually dead and unaware of how much I needed his grace.
What were the circumstances of you coming to know Christ? What happened in your heart at that time?
I felt deeply convicted hearing other people's testimonies in this church, even outside of church. As Romans 10:17 says, faith comes from hearing the message, and through their stories, I caught a glimpse of God's grace and love that I longed for. Like in Acts 2:37, I was cut to the heart and realized that Jesus was inviting me to experience that same grace for myself.
How has Jesus changed your heart now that you're a follower?
I don't have to be anxious or scared because with him, I'm never alone, and he'll always be with me, guiding me and giving me peace.
And what's your favorite Bible verse and why?
It's Romans 8:38 and 39. Nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. It reminds me that no matter what I do, God's love for me never stops, and that gives me so much comfort and confidence in my relationship with him.
Praise God. Do you repent of your sins and acknowledge your need for a Savior?
Yes.
Have you put your faith in Jesus and him alone as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Ryland Kane, and Ryland, why do you need a Savior?
I need a Savior because I was born sinful and I've had a very sinful past.
Very good. And describe when you asked Jesus to forgive you.
I was reading Genesis one day and it popped into my head that I had not repented for my sins. It just popped in my head, then it went away. Once I got to Genesis 15, again it popped in my head and I said, you know what? I'm going to do it. So first I started standing and I had my hands out and I was praying. Then I sat down and I was praying. Then I went on my knees and I was sobbing. And I had never felt like so hurt in my life.
Well, what's different about your life now that you follow Jesus?
I'm not as emotional as I used to be. I used to be very selfish and angry all the time and looking at the negative, but now that I follow Jesus, I try to be kind and respectful all the time, and I try to follow God's word and apply it to my life.
Good. Well, what's your favorite verse and why?
Isaiah 41:10, and it says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will hold on to you with my righteous right hand." Mm. And it just kind of shows that, you know, no matter what you're going through, God's always with you, and he'll always be there.
Like I said before, just two more questions. Are you ready?
Yes.
Do you repent of your sins and acknowledge your need for a Savior?
Yes.
Have you put your faith in Jesus and in him alone as your Lord?
Yes.
Praise God.
Well, Ryland, on your confession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Berkeley, why do you need a Savior?
I can't handle things on my own. There was a time in my life when I felt completely unloved and lost, and like there was nothing that could heal that feeling. But Jesus met me where I was and showed me that his love is bigger than all my pain, and I don't have to do it on my own ever again. I need him because he is the only one who can truly forgive, restore, and give my life meaning.
Describe when you asked Jesus to forgive you.
At the beginning of this year, I lost my two closest friends in the world. I'm not going to get into the reasons why, but this broke me. And after everything that happened, I was in so much pain, and I spent months trying to heal it on my own. And then I realized that it's never going to work if I try to do it on my own, and I need a Savior to do it for me.
Well, what's different about your life now that you do follow Jesus?
The, Things that used to hurt me have no power over me anymore. I used to feel unlovable, but now I am surrounded by his love and a wonderful community of people who display his love through their actions. Instead of overwhelming sadness, I have overwhelming joy.
Well, what's your favorite verse and why?
Matthew 16:26. And what do you benefit if you gain the world but lose your own soul? Is anything worth more than your own soul? Because it reminds us that nothing of this world could ever be worth your relationship with God.
Well, Berkeley, do you repent of your sins and recognize your need for a Savior?
Yes.
And have you acknowledged that, have you put your faith in Jesus?
Yes.
As your Lord and Savior? As your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Well, upon your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
This is Lucy. Lucy's very excited too. She's also very nervous. Lucy, why do you need a Savior?
I need a Savior because I've sinned and can't save myself. Jesus died for me and rose again so I can be forgiven and have a new life. I'm being baptized today to show that I belong to Him.
When did you, tell me how you asked Jesus to forgive you.
I asked Jesus to forgive me when I realized I needed Him in my life. I knew I couldn't do it on my own, so I prayed and asked Him to forgive me for my sins. From that moment, I felt His peace and knew I was forgiven.
Nice. What is different about your life now?
Following Jesus has made my life so much better because He has given me a purpose to live like Him, make better choices, and trust Him every day.
Praise God. What's your favorite verse?
My favorite Bible verse is Philippians 4:13. I can do all this through Him who gives me strength. This is my favorite Bible verse because God has shown me so many times that He will give me strength and motivation to overcome any obstacle.
Excuse me. Well, do you recognize and repent of your sin and acknowledge your need for a Savior?
Yes.
And have you asked, or have you put your faith in Jesus as your Lord and Savior?
Yes. Okay.
Well, Lucy, upon your confession, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Cheers, Nikita. It's a great day.
Yes.
And I know the Lord has been at work in a mighty way in your life, and so excited to celebrate that. So if you would just describe what your life was like apart from Christ.
I was frequently angry, depressed, felt lost. I struggled being negative, which took a big impact. Sorry. In my marriage, with my family, with my children. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Describe, how did you come to know Jesus? What were the circumstances of coming to know Him?
I was at a big breaking point in my life internally. I was so angry and lost, and then I had a life-altering accident that, thankfully, I walked away from, which is a miracle in itself, and that really opened my eyes and my heart. And I changed myself, who I was around, how I thought, and I started to talk to Jesus every day.
Amen. And how has Jesus changed your heart now that you're a follower of Him?
Now that I've been following Jesus, I feel whole, lighter, happier than I've ever felt in my entire life. I feel less stressed, less angry, more forgiveness and peace.
Oh, praise the Lord. It's hard to describe, isn't it, when Jesus takes that burden from you and replaces your heart and gives you life. It's hard to even describe, and so praise the Lord. What's your favorite Bible verse and why?
Lamentations 3:22-23. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And I like this because it explains every day is a new day and in the greatness of the Lord. And anything can happen because of God's love and power is endless.
Amen. So have you repented of your sins and acknowledged your need for a Savior?
Yes.
And have you put your faith in Jesus Christ and Him alone as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
All right. Kita.
Based on your profession of faith in Jesus Christ, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Oakley. I got to know Oakley a little bit last Sunday and hear of how the Lord has been working in his heart. And it's amazing what God is doing in him and the courage that the Lord is giving him to minister to other people. And it's really exciting. So Oakley, would you explain right here in the microphone, scoot up right next to me. Why do you need a Savior?
Because we are all sinners and we need someone to save us.
Yeah. Describe that time when you asked Jesus to forgive you.
I asked Jesus to forgive me when I started church.
Okay. And what's different about your life now that you're following Jesus?
I have become more happy. I've become better at working up. I've participated more and more confident.
Amen. Jesus is working in your heart right now, isn't he? What is your favorite Bible verse and why? And it's right here.
Exodus. Say therefore to the people of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under, and I will deliver you from slavery to them, and I will redeem you with great acts of judgment, and I will be your God and the Lord, your God who has brought you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians.
Amen. Yeah, it's a great verse. Why do you love that verse?
It showed God will help you when you need help.
Okay, amen. Oakley, have you apologize and repented of your sins, and have you told God that you need a Savior?
Yes.
And have you put your faith in Jesus Christ and Him alone and no one else?
Yes.
As your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
You ready to be baptized?
Yes.
And you wanted your mom to baptize you?
Yes.
Okay.
There we go.
Kyle McKinley. Kyle, how long have you been coming to Rock Prairie?
Just a couple months. A
couple months now. Yeah. And I've gotten to know Kyle a little bit. He's in our new members class right now. And so I'm excited about all that the Lord has been doing in his heart and in his life. And so, Kyle, if you would, describe what your life was like apart from Christ.
Apart from Christ, well, I'm a talker, so my apologies, everybody, so if I go on a little bit here. But I've always gone to the church when I was a kid, and then in my early 20s, going to school, I grew apart from Christ, and I knew he was always there because I could always hear the Holy Spirit in the back of my head, and I explored everything. I was always looking for that peace to feel connected, to feel loved, and I would, I studied Taoism, other native traditions, the creation stories of the Navajo. Dainai Bahane, it means the people of our land. Every time I've tried to find something, I could never find it. And the only time I felt love was when I was with family, friends. And then it took me a long time to piece that together. And then a few years ago, I just woke up one day and everything was different. And I knew why everything was different. I heard and I felt the Holy Spirit and started coming back to church. And the rest is history. So here I am.
Praise the Lord. I know that's many people's story, even in this room, of maybe growing up, kind of knowing the scripture, and yet it hasn't quite penetrated their hearts yet until later on in life when coming back and realizing. So explain the circumstances of coming to know Jesus and what happened in your heart at the time.
Well, like I said, I kept searching and searching, and I started praying more. It was 2023, and I was praying for months, just, I needed an answer or needed something. And what he gave me was just the feeling of the Holy Spirit. It was June 17th. I remember it. I went to bed, and literally the next morning, I was totally different.
Wow.
Totally different. I was reading the Bible more in the morning, at lunch, in the evening. I was studying everything that I could. I was listening, instead of, listening to my regular music, I'd start listening to Christian music. And then it was just little waves, little steps. And then my heart was, not good soil to plant anything. But that night, it just opened my heart to new things. And again, now here I am.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
And sometimes the Lord finds us when we're not looking for him.
Exactly.
And that is what an amazing story. So what's your favorite Bible verse?
Well, let's see. Oh, down here?
Yep.
Okay. Genesis 19:26 is because I'm still reading the Bible. So keep in mind, no haters here. But throughout my life, I never really fully read the Bible. I was through verses here and there. I read Revelations in high school because I just thought it was interesting. So a couple years ago, I started reading from front to back. I'm in Psalms 80 now. But I decided to skip ahead in Matthew, Mark, Luke. I'm in Luke 2 now. But back in Genesis in 1926, one of the ones that sticks to me the most is basically Lot's wife. When God told Lot and his family not to look back at Sodom and Gomorrah before it was destroyed, Lot's wife couldn't resist, and she looked back, and she was turned into a pillar of salt. And that just kind of hones in with me a little bit to keep my eyes solely focused on God. Don't look at the rest of your life. Don't look at the past. Just look forward to him and his glory, and here we are.
Amen. That's beautiful, brother. And that's what we're doing this morning as we are baptizing you, and you're saying, my old self is put to death,
raised
to life in Christ, decided to follow Jesus.
Amen.
No turning back.
Exactly.
So, no haters here. Don't worry. No. We're praise the Lord, man. Have you repented of your sins and acknowledged your need for
Absolutely, Savior? Yes.
And have you put your faith in Jesus Christ and him alone?
Jesus Christ
as your
alone,
Lord and Savior.
He is my Savior.
Amen. Kyle, crossing arms. Based on your profession of faith in Jesus Christ and him alone, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Shoot.
You're all right. You're going to be getting wet, so you're fine. This is Jackson Muncie. Jackson's part of Rooted. Gotten to know him over the last several months, and I just want to say Sam's going to baptize him, but just the things that the Lord's been doing in his heart, just remarkable. So really excited to celebrate with him this morning. Love you, buddy.
Okay, let's do it. Okay, Jackson, describe what your life was like apart from Christ.
Before Christ, I was sinning a lot, and oftentimes I thought that sin was normal or with the people I was around. And yeah, I forgot my favorite stuff.
Okay. What does your life now look like when you came to Jesus?
Now I try to, it's more Christ-centered, and a lot of times, my dad passed away 2 years ago, and before then I was really depressed and sad, and I came to the Job where it says the Lord gives and the Lord takes, blessed be the name of the Lord. And although it hurt at the time, taking away my dad, he also gave me the Holy Spirit, and without that I wouldn't be where I am today, right now.
Yeah. What's your favorite Bible verse and why?
I'd say Matthew 6:33, because a lot of times I'll go through hardships or problems and I'll be like, I don't want to deal with this. This is not what I want to do right now. But and that verse really speaks to me to take a step back and look and see, how is God using this problem to bring me closer to him?
Yeah, God is so good in what he does. Okay, Jackson, do you repent of your sins and acknowledge your need for a Savior?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Have you put your faith in Jesus Christ and him alone as your Lord and Savior?
Yeah, yes.
Praise the Lord.
Jackson, by the confession of your faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
think this is by far one of the best days as a parent, right? Besides their birth, just the decision she's made. She has such a kind heart, and even at a young age, she just has such great questions when it comes to Christ and God and the Bible, and even things that we text Pastor Mike on, and he's like, "That's a great question. Let me know what you find out," you know. And so it's kind of been put a lot of the ownership back on us, which is great. But Michaela, why do you need a Savior?
I need a Savior because I need someone to save me from my sins.
Okay. Describe when you asked Jesus to forgive you.
Last year, I was doing my daily devotions, and it was about God forgiving your sins, so I asked him then.
What's different about your life now that you follow Jesus?
I try to act more like Christ, and I think more before I do things. I try to share about God with others.
What's your favorite Bible verse and why?
Psalms 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake, even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death."
Couple questions. Do you repent of your sins and acknowledge your need for a Savior?
Yes.
Have you put your faith in Jesus Christ and him alone as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Okay. Michaela, Mary, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Hello, everyone. This is Josie. You ready? All right. Why do you need a Savior?
So he can rescue me from my sins.
Describe when you asked Jesus to forgive you.
A year ago, I was sitting on the couch with my parents, and they prayed with me.
What's different about your life now that you follow Jesus?
I'm working on being nicer to my sisters and listening to my parents more.
What's your favorite Bible verse?
Joshua 1:9. "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go."
And why is that your favorite verse?
Because he always is with you.
That's right. All right. Do you repent of your sins and acknowledge your need of a Savior?
Yes.
Have you put your faith in Jesus Christ and him alone as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
All right. Ready? I baptize you now in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Why do you need a Savior?
Because we're all born sinners, and I need someone to save me from my sins.
Describe when you asked Jesus to forgive you.
About a year and a half ago, when I was getting in a lot of trouble, wasn't making the right decisions, and I needed a guidance in my life.
What's different about your life now that you follow Jesus?
I found the Lord, and he became the guidance in my life.
What's your favorite Bible verse and why?
Psalms 56:3. "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. When I am afraid of doing wrong, I put my trust in him to help me do right."
Do you repent of your sins and acknowledge your need of a Savior?
Yes.
Have you put your faith in Jesus Christ and him alone as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
I baptize you now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.